Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow.
Good morning, fam. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. Welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. Man, what an amazing weekend I just spent. Actually, what an amazing last couple of weeks. It's been an unbelievable journey, guys. Literally, I just had this conversation with several people this weekend. My good friend Amberly Lago's event in North Carolina. There's not many days where I wake up in the morning where I don't literally pinch myself. And I'm like, man, God, you're so good. Forgive me the opportunity to be able to live the life that I live, to be able to help impact entrepreneurs, help them build confidence, gain clarity, create community with some of the most amazing friends in the world. It is absolutely stunning. And so the last two weeks, a week in Puerto Rico with our GSD Elite Mastermind, phenomenal 7 days in Puerto Rico. I don't know if you can have a bad 7 days in Puerto Rico. It's absolutely gorgeous on the water at the El Conquistador in Fajardo. Just a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful people. Unbelievable time with our mastermind. Hats off, Gary Brecka, Brent Goh, my buddy Master Jeff, Randy Garn. My man, Vic Keller, flying down and spending 3 days with us in Puerto Rico. Just an amazing time. Brian Covey, Brian, thanks, bro. All of you guys, all my guys, man, every single one of them were there, shared just an unbelievable, 3.5-4 days with a lot of people. Just saw God move in some really cool ways as we spent 3 days, 3.5 days, really focused on our core five. And if you're new to our podcast, welcome. But our core five that we talk about a lot, number one, faith, number two, health, number three, relationships, number four, business, and number five, finances. So faith, health, relationships, business, and finances. And again, I had, after Puerto Rico, came home for 36 hours and then flew back out of town to North Carolina to speak at my good friend Amberly Lago's event, which was phenomenal. She absolutely crushed it. Stephen Scoggins, man, Stephen, just a phenomenal human being as well, opening up his space that he has there in Raleigh to be able to do this event was absolutely great. Just got to meet some more world changers, which is, again, just blows me away. The collection of amazing, amazing people that God continues to send in my life is really, really special. But today I want to talk with you real quick. We just hit our core five. I want to talk to you. It's Monday morning, early Monday morning. I want to talk to you a little bit about routines. You know, you hear John Maxwell say, my good friend John says all the time, if you show me your daily routine, I can tell you how successful you're going to be. You know, there's a lot of pushback. And listen, I'm of the opinion, I've been doing this a long time now, where you really have to find your rhythm. You have to find what works for you. But I know what works for me, and I know what works for a lot of the people that I spend time with, and that is a good, solid routine. And today I want to specifically focus on morning routine. What does your morning routine look like? Because I think your morning routine really is the key to unlocking the potential you have in every single day. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was just really focused on our core five. And I was focused, we were just planning on our Puerto Rico trip, focused, locked in on our core five. And I was looking at our core five, faith, health, relationship, business, and finances. And it just, I had that kind of, that epiphany, that aha moment. Where God just was, I looked at our core five and I'm like, faith, health, relationships. Like that is my morning routine. Like that is 1000% encompasses my morning routine. And then as I looked at the core five, again, faith, health, relationships, business, and finances. The relationships, business, and finances really encompasses the second part of my day, which is the business side. The business always starts with the relationships. If you build the relationships the way that you need to build them, the business is almost going to come organically, and then the finances. I'm just telling you, we've done more revenue in the last 2 months than we did in the first 6 months of last year. We did more revenue in the last 2 months than we did the year before that combined. You know, well over $500,000 in revenue already. It's crazy what God's doing. So when I look at our core five, and really we believe those five pillars are what makes us as human beings. And if we'll lock in and focus on our faith, our health, our relationships, our business, and our finances, it's amazing what God can do. So let's start about that. Let's talk about our core five. Let's talk about morning routine. So you guys know me. I posted it this morning. Almost every Monday morning, I'll post, you know, what my morning routine looks like. I've got a little Twitter quote that I just screenshotted or my team created. I don't know how they did that. But it's got my morning routine on there. And so the very first thing for me on my morning routine is I set a 4 a.m. alarm every day. And my goal really is to beat that alarm up, which is good and bad. Sometimes, like this morning, I woke up and I'm like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom real quick because I drink a boatload of water. So I got to go to the bathroom and I'm like, before I even open my eyes, I have this game. Like I'm still asleep and I have this game with myself where I'm like, okay, what time is it? Let's guess what time it is. And I'm like, I just hope it's 3 something. If it's 3 something, I'm good. I'm going to get up. I looked at the clock and it was 12:59. It wasn't even 1 a.m. And I'm like, dang it. And so I got up, used the bathroom, came back down, laid down, and I actually changed my music today from my instrumental over into a worship song. Fell back asleep. When I woke up the second time, I looked at my clock and it was 3:54. So I actually beat my alarm clock by 6 minutes today. So as soon as I saw it, I rolled over and I'm like, okay, good. Turn my alarm off. I got up. And the very first thing I do on my morning routine, and again, we're talking our core five. So we're talking faith, health, and relationships in your morning routine. Like your morning routine needs to encompass those three areas of your core five. The first thing I do every single morning, if you follow me on Instagram, if you don't, follow me at Ken Jocelyn, KenJoslin. Super simple to find me. The very first thing you'll notice every single day. Now, guys, let me say this to you real quick. My word for this year is consistency. And that consistency word comes from my concept of incremental, not monumental. I created almost 3 years ago when I started my health journey and this business journey. Small daily disciplined decisions over time always, 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 always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day. So when I say this year, my word is consistency. It's really getting back to, because what happens is as your business grows and you start scaling and you start growing and you're doing more things, you've got more revenue coming in. I'm in the process right now of hiring a director of operations position. You know, when you get ready to do these things, you start moving fast. And when you start moving fast and more things pile on your plate and more things and more opportunities that come to say yes, what happens is you lose some of the, what I would say, the foundational work that you need to do every single day. And that's why my word this year is consistency. So the very first thing I do when I get up, and I've been doing this almost every day, I bet I haven't missed 10 days in 3 years. Almost every single day has been well over 3 years now, but since 3 years, since I've been taking this journey in GSD and I started this company and started my health journey, has been to grab a worship song off of my worship playlist and take a screenshot. And I share it on my Instagram story with a little slide with a little, you know, the little hands, praying hands or worship hands, whatever you want to call them, little hands kind of up in the air. And, I do that every single morning. And then I, you know, Instagram allows me to attach whatever, you know, 15 second little part of the song. And so I usually find the part of the song that really speaks to me that day. So I'm a little intentional when I do that, but every single day for almost 3 years, and I bet I haven't missed a handful of times in 3 years. And then I listen to that worship song. The next thing I do is I grab my phone and I'm usually doing one or two devotionals in YouVersion. It's the Bible app. Pastor Craig Rochelle, Bobby Grunewald from Life Church in Oklahoma created this app. I don't know, gosh, it's been 15 years ago or so now. I remember when they first started it, I think they just hit I don't know, a billion or some crazy number of downloads now in the last year. But I have a devotional that I do every single day on there. I haven't missed a week. I've missed a day or two here or there, but I haven't missed a week on that bad boy in a minute. I think I am at right now. I can probably look and see, right? I'm at 194 straight weeks that I've been in the app. I don't know. Was that 5 years, 4 or 5 years, something like that, that I've been in that app every single week. And I'm usually in it at least 5 days a week. So I do my devotional right now. I'm in the book of John. So I do my devotional, and it's one, the ones that I like doing are the, I'm in the second devotional part of the book of John, one of the four gospels. And it's actually the book of John explained. So they actually do about a 9 minute, it's a recorded devotional from a pastor in California that I think is does a really good balanced job of being able to teach scripture. And so I listen to that, and then I listen to the whatever the passage of scripture is. I'll listen to that. As soon as I'm done, I send that to my daughter. My 14-year-old daughter and I are, we do that devotional every day. And then I send it straight to my group of six guys in our text thread. So this morning it was, I don't know, 4:15. 4:20 a.m. and they're getting a text from me. Good morning, guys. Good Monday morning, as a matter of fact. Let's go out and make a difference this week. And I send that to them. It's a way to hold me accountable, and it's also a way to remind them, hey, start your day with your faith. So out of faith, health, and relationships, I always begin my day with a faith component. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't even know if you share the same faith I do, and I'm perfectly okay with that. But what does that look like for you to take your faith journey to the next level? In whatever faith you are, and I do, I get a lot of feedback on that. I get a lot of believers, religious people that get a little bit upset with me. But I'm like, listen, you know, I just want you to start your faith journey. Excuse me. And if you've got questions, if you've got, you know, if you're taking this faith journey. And you've got questions. I've got a lot of friends who, my best friend grew up, he's Persian, grew up Muslim country. We have questions wrapped around scripture. He asked me questions about Jesus. He asked me questions about my faith all the time. That's all I want. I just want you to take that journey in your faith walk. What does that look like for you? So faith, health, number two, you know, I'm a big F45er. I'm actually in day 8 today of keto. I started it again. Got about 25 more pounds I want to lose. I've been saying that for 6 months. I'm down over 80, but I've got 25, 26 pounds that I've just been kind of stagnant in my health journey. I say not stagnant. I haven't gained any weight. I'm in the gym 6 days a week minimum. You guys see that because that's the second thing you'll see on my Instagram story is some sweaty ass picture of me finishing some kind of a workout, whether it be my Peloton here in my podcast studio, Planet Fitness lifting, whether it be F45, which I'm usually in 4 to 5 days a week. So today I'm in the 5 a.m. class. So that's my second component. So faith, health, like what am I doing for my health? This is day 8 of keto. So today, I had some little breakfast, little egg muffin things with like egg, cheese, and sausage or bacon. I had two of those, a little hot sauce on it. So there's my nutrition. That's my health component. Like, what are you doing every single day to move your body? What are you doing every single day to sweat? Because I'm telling you, when you don't move your body the way you need to move your body, it has an effect on you. And your nutrition is going to be triggered by the way you work out. The way you work out and the frequency of your workouts is going to always be triggered by what? By your nutrition. When you work out, when you eat well, you're going to work out well. When you work out well, what do? You want to fuel your body. I tell people all the time, unfortunately, I have the same two spiritual gifts that Jesus has. I like to eat and I like to hang out. Sometimes that's not good when you're trying to drop another 25 to 26 pounds. So faith, health, and relationships. So you've got the faith component down for me in my morning routine. Again, we're talking about routine. My good friend John Maxwell says, show me your daily routine and I'll tell you how successful you're going to be. So faith, health, and relationships. Those three components I want you to have in your morning routine every single day. So faith, health for me is hitting the gym. Do you have a goal or a number of how many days you want to hit the gym. I don't care if you hit the 5 a.m. class or the 6 a.m. class or the 8 a.m. class. You may have to hit the 4 o'clock in the afternoon class. It's just hard for me. If I'm traveling, I'll do an evening class, or I'll come home and I'll hop on my Peloton and I'll run Planet Fitness and I'll do like heavy chest and tries or heavy legs or heavy back and buys, something like that. But I'm always, because if I don't, and people, you can ask my team and people around me, if I don't get a sweat in, you don't want to be around me, because I can get a little hangry. I don't even know what the gym word or slang would be, but man, if I don't sweat and I don't get a good workout in, I just don't feel good about myself. And when you don't feel good about yourself, it shows, it really bleeds over into every area of your life. So faith, health, relationships. Second thing I do, I did it this morning. I grabbed my phone. I went straight to my Facebook account. I'm right at 5,000 friends on my Facebook account. And, you know, Facebook will always pop up in your notifications every morning, everyone who has a birthday. So I go in, I have a shortcut. I've said this for years, 2 or 3 years. I've got a shortcut on my phone. It's HB space. So when I type in HB space on my iPhone or on my MacBook or on my iMac sitting here on my desk, it says happy birthday ... exclamation point. So I run through everybody who's on my friends list that has a birthday, and I run through every single day and tell people happy birthday every single day. And you'd be amazed at how many people connect back with me and go, Ken, that meant a ton to me. Because I know how busy you are. I know what your schedule looks like. And for you to take some time out just to wish me a happy birthday, that meant a lot to me. And so you want to talk about relationships. You know, we talk a lot about goals, gratitude, affirmations, top three. It's the four things that I do in the morning. But inside of that gratitude component, the best way to show gratitude isn't just, you know, God, man, I'm praying for these people. I'm grateful for these people. It's to pick the phone up and shoot them a text message. Let them know, just like I do my daughters this morning, just like I do my group of guys that I'm in relationship with, Brent Gove, Gary Brecka, Randy Garn, Master Jeff, Brian Covey, who am I missing? And Vic Keller. There's all six guys I've got on my text thread. They get a text from me 5 out of 7 days a week. And I'm usually the one that starts it. And then from there, everybody else kind of chimes in and does their things. Randy Garn's daughter got married this past week, so we got a lot of pictures of that. My good friend Brian Covey, he's got 38 kids, and he coaches about 45 sports. This cat, he travels more than I do. I'm like, dude, I don't even know how you do it. But Brian's always on the soccer field with his kids, I'm just joking. He's got a few kids. He's got three, but two of them are big soccer players. And so he's always on the soccer field. So we get a picture of a soccer field. Gary Brecka, Gary's, you know, normally in some cold plunge pool or doing something ridiculous with his body. And that's the picture we get. Or he FaceTimes us in the middle of our Puerto Rico mastermind because he was on a plane with Elena Cardone headed to Dubai, and he FaceTimed me at dinner last week just to show us his first class cabin inside of the Emirates flight, which was absolutely ridiculous, by the way. So there's the relationship component. Like, take some time every single day, do some handwritten thank you cards. Take some time to text some people on your team. Take some time to text your family members. You know, I talk a lot about, and I just shared this message at Amberly Lago's conference this past week on Friday. I spoke to just an unbelievable room of entrepreneurs. And I just talked a little bit about the three spheres of influence: community, circle, and corner. Like, who's in your community, circle, and corner that needs to be encouraged today? That where you literally, and the word encourage or encouragement literally means to add courage to. Who are the people that you need to add courage to today? Shoot them a text. Send them a video text message. I remember when Grant Cardone, I don't know, probably 3 years ago, may have even been Jared Glant that I heard this from. And what he said was a video text message is about 65 to 70%. It has an open rate about 65 to 70% more than just a regular text message. People actually pay attention to what you say when you send them a video text message. It really is that big of a difference. So I just want to encourage you. So your morning routine, faith, health, relationships. What do those three things look like in your life? Faith, health, and relationships. I guarantee you, if you put those three things in your morning routine every single day for the next 30 days, I promise you it will transform your life. My morning routine is outside of the relationships that I have. If there was a couple, two or three things that were the key to my success, if that's what you want to call it, over the past 3 years, it's going to be the two things. It's going to be relationships. It's going to be three. It's going to be relationships, mindset, and then my routine. My morning routine is so ironclad. It drives some of my friends bananas. They cannot believe I'm super disciplined. But for some people, they're not seeing some of the results that I see. And there's a reason they're not seeing them, because they don't really have that morning routine or that discipline down the way they need to have it down in order for them to be successful at the level they want. And for me, guys, you've heard me say this a million times. It's about return on mission, not return on investment. Like, I know what God's put in my heart. I know what he's called me to do. And the way for me to be able to do that is to be able to have a solid routine. And there's a scripture in the New Testament in Mark 1:35. And it says this, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and slipped out and went to a solitary place to spend time with God. So I'm going to tell you something. And people say, well, it works. Well, it don't work. I like to do it at nighttime. Listen, I don't care if you're a Christ follower, a believer or not. That's between you and Jesus. It's not between me and you, but I will tell you this. I know very few people or very few circles that would say Jesus was not an amazing man. Whether you believe he was the Messiah raised from the dead or not, still an amazing, he was an amazing human being. And if he got up early in the morning while it was still dark and he went out to do the things, he went out and that faith component was the most important thing to him in Mark 1:35, then it's going to be the most important thing for me every single morning. Guys, listen, thank you again for joining us on another episode of As the Leader Grows, as we talk morning routine and how our core five fits into not only our morning routine, but our daily routine, our work routine. So I'm going to jump back in here next week, talk a little bit about relationships, business, finances, how that literally, those core five, we can live those out every single day. And again, leans into my word for the year, which is consistency, and leans into my concept that I created about 3 years ago, incremental, not monumental. Small daily discipline decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you if you do the right things every single day. Again, thanks for joining us today. If this episode has added value, blessed you in any way, do me a favor, screenshot it right now. Don't wait, screenshot it right now. Share it on your Instagram page. Tag me. And I'll share that on my story as well and get you a little love. I think I got about 28 or 29,000 followers. So probably help you grow your sphere of influence as well. But anyway, guys, love you. Can't wait to see you next week. I've got some unbelievable guests coming. My good buddy, Rory, my good buddy, Henry, Catherine Gordon. I've got some phenomenal people that we're dropping on the next few Wednesdays. It's going to be amazing. Do not miss our Wednesday drop with my guest. Listen, go crush it. It's Monday. I love the Ansel Adams quote, "You don't need a new year to make a new start. All you need is a Monday." Go crush it. Let's go.
Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.